This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. China just shocked the world and released some new updated numbers on the coronavirus infections, causing those numbers to leap 15,000 infections in one day, from roughly 45,000 to over 60,000, again, in one day. Now, it doesn't mean that actually that many people got infected that day. I'll explain what's behind this in just a second, but the number of deaths has now jumped to something over 1,300. But all these numbers are rigged. They're all very, very low. Realistically, they're probably 1/10 of the actual numbers. So we're probably looking at 600,000 people infected and, you know, 13,000 people dead at least at this point, maybe more. Here's the thing. You'll notice that I was telling you about this 2 weeks ago, that the rest of the world was saying that this was no big deal. It wasn't going to get big. It's just like a flu, and China's got it under control, blah, 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 right? All the typical BS propaganda narratives. Well, as of today, the Wall Street Journal has caught up to Natural News. In other words, the Wall Street Journal today sounds like Natural News 2 weeks ago. The Wall Street Journal questioning the numbers coming out of China. And then the New York Times followed suit and also started questioning the numbers. Looks like the Washington Post is questioning as well. Basically, what I think is happening is that China is now realizing that they're not fooling anybody and that it's not credible to keep putting out these totally rigged numbers. So they've bumped up the number of infections by 15,000, thinking that they can trick the world into believing that now they've come clean. That's the goal here, to create the impression that they've come clean, when in reality, they're still rigging the numbers. It's just that they're trying to figure out how much they can get away with, how much lying. You know, what will the world buy? Now, the CDC has been trying to get into China to look at the numbers, to help with the outbreaks, you know, a number of different things. The CDC actually does have resources on the ground to help with this kind of thing, even though from time to time they screw up the samples and they release people from quarantine accidentally in the United States, which just happened, an infected person. That's another story. But overall, the CDC does have good resources. So they've been volunteering to say, hey, China, let us in. Let us look at your numbers, your databases. Let us help you with people on the ground. We can help you contain this. And China has said, no. No one else is going to see our numbers. And you know why? Because all the numbers are rigged. It's all fake. If the CDC looked at the real numbers, the CDC would totally freak out. Now, there may be some people inside the CDC who are starting to see exactly where this is going, specifically Dr. Nancy Messonnier. Dr. Nancy Messonnier, she's the head of some department of the CDC. I can't remember all the different department heads. The Deputy Director for Infectious Disease Outbreaks, Department of Defense, DARPA Research, Artificial Intelligence Vaccine Program, or whatever that is. She's the head of it. And the reason she's notable is because she seems to be the only CDC official who is telling the truth about all this. It's stunning. In fact, I've complimented her now in 3 articles on Natural News. I know, it's like, what has the universe come to? The super collider is creating antimatter, and Natural News is complimenting a CDC officer. I know, it's crazy, right? Totally upside down world. But she deserves the credit. She's telling the truth. She gives me faith, believe it or not, more faith in the CDC. I mean, she admitted that the CDC test kits that were sent out across all 50 states in America, those test kits have problems. They have false positives and false negatives. They don't work right. The reagents are all jacked up. And the kits, I think some of them came from Singapore, according to certain media reports, but I'm not sure if they all came from there. Anyway, the kits are jacked up. And Dr. Messonnier openly admitted it. You know, that gives me faith in the CDC because things never go right in a pandemic outbreak, okay? And any government or any agency that tells you, ah, we got it all under control, don't worry. Yeah, we've got it all contained, 100%, and we never make any mistakes, ever. You know, that's BS, right? that's China. That's the communist regime. It's all great releasing propaganda videos of people wearing masks in quarantine centers and boogieing down to some disco like this is some kind of giant party instead of a quarantine death camp. Give me a break. But the CDC, at least this gal, Dr. Meissonier, who, by the way, worked on vaccine programs in Africa. She's got a very interesting history involving studying anthrax and things like that. But here she is telling the truth. It's like, we messed up. We messed up. And see, that's credibility, because nothing ever goes right in a pandemic. All right. And by the way, I run a science lab. I know how long it takes to do method validation and testing. I spent like 18 months or maybe it's 2 years. I forgot validating one method for the mass spec quantitation of glyphosate herbicide in foods. And it took us another 6 months to really nail down the food extract protocol involving multiple steps of multi-phase solid phase extraction, SPE cartridges, all kinds of things. It's a difficult, difficult thing. It takes years to develop these things. So the CDC, when they rolled out these test kits in about 2 to 3 weeks, I knew that these aren't going to work. You can't make a test kit in 2 weeks and start shipping it out to hundreds of thousands of, you know, or hundreds of thousands of tests shipping out to clinics and hospitals all across 50 states. That thing's not validated. So anyway, the CDC admitted that, and that gives them some credibility. Now, this gal, Dr. Meissonier, she's out there saying, I mean, she gives these press conferences, talks to journalists on phone conferences, right? They're in like Reuters and CNBC and CNN, whatever. And she tells them today, she said, look, this outbreak is coming to America. We're going to have outbreaks in the U.S. This is what she said. And when that happens, she said, then the CDC will change the tactics of our response. Now, I'm paraphrasing as best I can. That's not exactly word for word, but it's pretty close. I was just writing about this. I was just quoting her in an article. But that's basically what she said. She said, look, you know, so far, oh, and by the way, she said, nobody in the U.S. needs to wear a mask except for sick people. So if you're not sick, don't wear a mask. It's not going to help. It's BS, which is what we said 2 weeks ago. The N95 mask isn't for people who are not infected. It's for people who are already infected so they don't spread it to others. Dr. Meissonier gets that. I mean, she knows that. She's an epidemiologist. She knows this stuff. So she's out there just telling the truth. Hey, you don't need to wear a mask. It's the sick people that should be wearing it. Especially if you're around other healthcare workers, you don't want to infect them. So that's what she says. That's when you should wear a mask. Or if you suspect you're sick, maybe you're symptomatic, you should have a mask. And by the way, I should qualify that. I mean, she's talking about America. She says people don't need to wear the masks in America because there are no community level outbreaks in America yet. But she did say that will change. And when the outbreaks come to America, then it might be different. Maybe at that point, everybody should wear a mask. But as she said, they will adapt the CDC response based on what's happening. And by the way, that also means quarantines. They will be coming. And let us hope that the CDC's tests work better at that time, because I don't want to be sent to a quarantine camp because of some false positive, right? Where they say, oh, you're infected, but you're not. And you get hauled off to some quarantine camp where you get infected in the camp. Because I think they don't have full isolation between all the individuals in these quarantine camps. At least from what I can tell so far, maybe they do in some cases, but you look at these hospital settings, they're not individual negative air pressure bubble boy rooms. It's like a group quarantine, like on these cruise ships. It's a group quarantine. You got 3,000 people on a cruise ship. You tell them to go to their room. That doesn't help them. They're still sharing the same air and the same doorknobs when they all, you know, go up, or the elevator buttons, when they take the elevator, they go upstairs, or the handrails on the stairways, whatever. They're still in the same, basically an enclosed type of environment. They're sharing all the same germs on a cruise ship. That cruise ship is not a quarantine isolation center. It's basically like a communal, you know, germ sharing adventure is what that is. And that's why it's spreading on these cruise ships. By the way, there's more cases on the Princess Cruise, or I'm sorry, the Diamond Princess cruise ship that was docked near Japan. Anyway, getting back to the main point here. So now this gal, Dr. Meissonier, says it's coming to America. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. We're going to have community outbreaks, she says. And when that happens, the CDC is going to adapt its responses, going to involve more state-level people, more local people, hospital people, probably law enforcement as well, that doesn't even need to be mentioned. Of course, that's going to happen. You know, knock, knock on your door, gun in your face, you're going to a quarantine camp. Okay. And the CDC will absolutely do that. And I'm not even saying that that's necessarily wrong in certain cases. If you have a virus that is highly infectious and an outbreak could kill millions of people, at some level, if you can accurately identify who's infected, you got to isolate those people. I get that. My fear is that the CDC is going to abuse this to go after political dissent in America, like critics of the CDC, like me, even though I'm complimenting the CDC in this particular case. But suppose the CDC wanted to silence somebody like me. They just say, oh, yeah, we diagnose you with coronavirus remotely from, I don't know, listening to your voice or whatever. We heard your podcast. You sound like you have the virus. And then they just say, you got to go to a quarantine camp. You see, that's abuse of power. That's the kind of crap that happens in a place like China. Let us hope the CDC doesn't go there. Because by the way, I'm trying to help America. I'm trying to help the CDC, believe it or not. I'm a scientist and I tell the truth about all this stuff. I've even said that if the virus has a very high kill rate, the vaccine might actually save lives. I'm on the record saying that. I've said it in a previous podcast, because if the kill rate of the virus is like 10% and the vaccine kill rate is only 1%, it actually makes mathematical sense to consider the vaccine. But, you know, I am not here to try to stop people from seeking out any kind of treatment or intervention. I want everybody to have all the options. If you want to use food and superfoods and herbs and Chinese medicine, awesome. If you want to use a vaccine because you think that's going to help you, that's your choice. It may actually save lives if it's effective enough and if it isn't laced with a bunch of toxic chemicals like most of them are. You know, a lot of vaccines are actually spreading the disease, so there's always that theory. But hey, if you want to go that route, that's up to you. If you want to take a prescription medication, some antiviral drug, like an AIDS drug that's been proven to work against this, go for it, man. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to criticize you. Use everything. Personally, I'm not going to take any drugs or take any vaccines. I'm going to be eating spicy Indian cuisine, food. You know, exotic spices. I might use some colloidal silver. I might take some superfood supplements, just really get extra doses of vitamin D, all kinds of things. I'm just going to use nutrition. That's me, because I'm a food scientist. I know that these molecules work, and I'll share that with you. But I'm not here to interfere with anybody else's. You know, if they love vaccines and that's what they want to do, that's up to them. That's totally their health freedom. I believe in health freedom. Do what you want. It's the CDC that is going to be on the opposite side of that, typically probably saying, oh, only the vaccine works. Like, food isn't medicine. Really? Nonsense. Food is totally medicine, especially with these pandemics. But, you know, you could do both. You could eat antiviral food and you could go take a prescription drug if you wish. I'm not going to say that's wrong. Do what you think is necessary. But don't be a moron and say that food isn't medicine. Of course it's medicine. In any case, this thing's getting way worse. Way worse. We're bringing you the truth. We're reporting what's really happening. And at least there's one honest person in the CDC right now, Dr. Meissonier, who seems to be a reliable, credible source of information about this. I love this gal. She's telling us stuff that nobody else is saying. And she's honest about it. And she says it's coming to America. Like that Eddie Murphy movie from the 1980s, coming to America. Yeah, that's what Dr. Meissonier says. The coronavirus is coming here, so we should get ready. The CDC is getting ready. And if the CDC doesn't fire Dr. Meissonier, I'm going to keep listening to what she has to say, because she's telling it like it is, at least for now. Maybe they'll shut her down later, but right now, she's telling us some good information. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Keep listening to my podcast at brighteon.com. And 60,000 infected now. This is no flu. This is a global pandemic. It's going global. Over 500 infections outside of China right now. It's going global. CDC knows it. Coming to America. Get ready. Get ready if you want to survive this. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science, I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.